Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Governor Cuomo today revealed the formula for schools reopening this fall. He says a school will be given the green light if the region is in phase four and has a less than 5% infection rate using the 14-day average. But
what happens if between the first week in August and the day school opens, the virus spikes? I don't want to be in a position where we made a determination August 7th and then the virus spikes, but we already said the schools are going to reopen. So the safety valve, there's a floor. Schools will close if the regional infection rate is above 9% on a 7-day average.
As for how to reopen, that's based on state guidelines, which include face coverings, disinfecting, temperature checks, social distancing, and more. The governor also announced that he's issuing an emergency order mandating travelers from designated states to provide local authorities with contact info when you get here. If these folks don't, they could face a $2,000 fine.
We can't be in a situation where we have people coming from other states in the country bringing the virus again. It is that simple.
During his briefing today, the governor again railed against the lack of a coordinated national response, accusing the federal government of gross negligence.
Trump's COVID scandal makes what Nixon did at Watergate look innocent. Nobody died in the Watergate scandal. Thousands of people are going to die in this COVID scandal. And that is all the difference in the world.
The governor had Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, on today. He said New York will be sending a team there to help them with contact tracing. Bottoms has reversed Atlanta back to phase one due to the rising cases in her city. In our city, new mask-wearing guidelines, concern about a COVID spike among 20-somethings, and a day without a COVID-19 death. Are Al Jones with the recap of the mayor's briefing.
It was a milestone over the weekend. No time to celebrate, says the mayor, but time to appreciate a COVID-19 death-free day in the city.
It's something that should make us hopeful, but it's very hard to take a victory lap because we know we have so much more ahead.
Mayor de Blasio is concerned about an increase in positive cases among young people ages 20 to 29.
And so we're going to double down effort to reach younger adults, digital media, messages from influencers.
And new mask-wearing guidance from the mayor. If you are indoors anywhere that isn't your home, keep your face covered. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
Well, today's the day more than 3,000 daycare centers reopened around town. Our Roger Stern reporting from Harlem.
Selma dropped her 2-year-old son Mason off at the Sunshine Learning Center in Harlem.
It's very hard to make this, the decision to put him back because we're taking a risk for him to get sick and for us too. So, but we don't have a choice because we have to go back to work.
Selma is an essential worker and returned here last week. Centers must follow the city's COVID-19 guidelines, which means classes no larger than 15, and everyone older than 2 wearing a mask. Peter's son returned here after he and his wife, a physician, decided the benefits of daycare outweighed the risks.
It was very hard for him to be locked, quarantined for 3 months or whatever it was. He didn't see any of his friends, And they did provide some online learning, but I mean, for a four-year-old to sit on a Zoom meeting for an hour every day, it's just not sustainable.
The boy's parents decided to give it a shot. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Harlem.
Mayor de Blasio fielded plenty of questions today about the continued gun violence in the city despite his Take Back the Streets initiative.
The recent carnage on the street hit an apex with the death of Little Devel Gardner Jr.
And to wake up this morning and learn that a one-year-old child was killed on the streets of our city by gunfire is just so painful.
Mayor de Blasio, with a moment of silence during his daily media briefing, he also dismissed the rumor that the explosion in gun violence is coinciding with a slowdown at the NYPD.
I do not believe that's true. I've talked constantly with our police leadership. No evidence of that I'm hearing about or seeing.
The mayor adds getting guns off the street remains the top priority at the NYPD. And he says he has heard of no plans to bring back the recently disbanded anti-crime units. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The violence that claimed the life of the one-year-old happened at a barbecue in Brooklyn.
Madison Street outside Raymond Bush Park in Bed-Stuy was closed to traffic as detectives studied the crime scene. The stroller, chairs, and other items from the sidewalk barbecue were still there by late this morning. The police say two men quietly had walked up to the group having the cookout and started firing their guns. One-year-old Davell Gardner, who was in the stroller, was shot in his torso. He was rushed to Maimonides Medical Center, but he did not survive. Three grown men were also shot, but they did survive. Tommy Holliday, who is affiliated with a local clergy group, said it's time for blacks in his community to drop their guns.
We talking about what the police doing to us. Look what we doing to ourselves. What does Black Lives Matter if you're killing yourselves?
There's been no arrest yet. Anyone with information needs to call the police at 1-800-577-TIPS. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Brooklyn.
A mass is being held this afternoon to honor the life of 17-year-old high school basketball star Brandon Hendricks. Hendricks was fatally shot last month in the Bronx. He had just graduated from James Monroe High School and was due to attend St. John's in the fall. The mass is being held in the chapel at Fordham Preparatory School, but will also be available via live stream on the school's YouTube channel. In New Jersey, Governor Murphy today signed an executive order lifting the 50% capacity limits on New Jersey transit. This also applies to private carrier buses, trains, light rail vehicles, and access link vehicles.
Through this order, face coverings are now also required in all NJ transit and private carrier indoor stations, as well as those outdoor stations where social distancing is not practicable. So please do it for yourself and do it for your fellow riders.
This takes effect Wednesday night starting at 8. At least one of Jeffrey Epstein's alleged victims will testify during Ghislaine Maxwell's federal bail hearing tomorrow. Prosecutors say the women will tell the judge that Epstein's former confidant should not be released while she awaits trial. Maxwell's been held at a federal lockup in Brooklyn since she was arrested a few weeks ago. Her lawyer is asking for $5 million bail. Prosecutors say she is a flight risk.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.